The U.S. Supreme Court recently ruled an inmate can be executed even if they do not remember the crime they committed. But the justices said an inmate cannot be executed if they do not understand why they have been, quote, singled out to die. The case involves a 68-year-old man who was sentenced to death for a 1985 crime. During his time in prison, he's had multiple strokes and now suffers from vascular dementia. His lawyer says he has no memory of the crime he committed. Joining me via Skype to talk more about this case is Art Kaplan, head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine. And Art, first off, what do you make of this 5-3 ruling?
Well, I still think that overall, the death penalty for someone who has cognitive impairment should be voided. That is to say, it's hard to say you're going to execute someone who doesn't fully comprehend what's going on. Supreme Court says, well, there are different levels of mental incompetence. Some people are clearly out of it. Some people are out of it because of underlying illness. Some have congenital defects. It's not all the same. That may be true, but I think if there's any reason to think that somebody can't comprehend what's going on, it's hard to justify their execution in terms of, say, retribution.
Well, and it seemed like that's sort of where the justices were heading, right? They talked about, you know, memory loss alone wasn't enough to stop the execution. It was really getting to the idea of whether or not the prisoner could understand why death would be the penalty for what they had done.
So it seems to me the Supreme Court is taking one of two paths in justifying execution. One is a deterrent. If I see people getting executed for doing bad things, then I'm less likely to do them. They didn't really go down that path strongly. The other is retribution. You deserve to die because you've done a horrific or terrible thing, but there isn't any point in extracting or seeking retribution if you don't understand what's going on. There's no ability to say, well, you got what you deserve because you don't understand even what's happening. I think, again, if you're going to try the retribution rationale, the court should be much more careful than it was in trying to make the case that anybody with severe cognitive impairment or mental illness could be executed on those grounds, because I think, again, it's just not clear that they would understand or feel sorry or feel remorse for anything they'd done if they were mentally either moderately or severely incapacitated.
Given the amount of time that these cases tend to take, it can be years or even decades, does it matter, do you think, if a prisoner at one point understood what they had done and why this was the penalty that prosecutors were looking for, even if they don't necessarily understand it at the time of the actual execution?
So morally, some people may say, well, when you did the crime, you knew what you did and you heard the death sentence, and that is retribution right then and there, even if we don't wind up executing you for years or even decades. But I don't agree. The whole point of the death penalty is to make the person who is undergoing the execution understand what's happening, that it's horrible, their life will be shortened, and their life is being taken as punishment. I don't see the case for saying, well, you understood that 20 years ago. You may not even remember that 20 years ago. If you've lost the capacity to understand what's happening, then I think you've lost the capability of being punished in any way by the death penalty.
Are there other diseases or ailments that you think also maybe fall into this category of where it might be a little questionable whether or not a prisoner understands what happens to them, or maybe could be ripe for a legal challenge to whether or not execution is legal and appropriate?
I think there are some severe physical incapacitation situations where somebody might be suffering from ALS, lost all control of bodily functions. They've been in prison a long time, but they can't really move anything much except maybe eye movement. It seems executing someone with a horrific physical disability is not the same as executing someone with normal function. If you will, they've lost so much of their quality of life already that death may be a way to free them from a horrid situation rather than a punishment. So I could see the case for some forms of severely disabling disability also being a disqualification for the death penalty.
does this kind of case where the prisoner has dementia, does that add another layer to the people who are actually overseeing or doing the execution on the medical side?
Medical societies, state, national, and international, condemn physician participation in execution. They do it partly because they don't think physicians should actively be killing adults. They do it also because it makes the public distrust the medical profession if they think they're willing to kill patients. And I think the most important argument about why doctors shouldn't be doing it is that you don't really need them. You can hire an executioner. You don't have to go to medical school in order to carry out an execution. That all said, I think it adds an extra layer of moral discomfort when you're asked to deal with someone who's mentally incapacitated, who's mentally severely disabled. Sometimes you're asked to treat them so that they might, if you will, be sane enough to appreciate what's happening, which obviously is not in the patient's best interest, so it violates your Hippocratic oath. And in other instances, it just seems cruel only to give mental health treatment for execution, whereas when the prisoner was mentally ill, schizophrenic, whatever, anxiety-ridden, mental health care was not given prior to the execution. So in many ways, I think it's worse to participate in the execution of someone with mental illness and cognitive impairment.
Art Kaplan is the head of the Division of Medical Ethics at the NYU School of Medicine.